So hi, today on Radio Corax and Common Voices, we are talking about some sexy topic.
Sexy?
Sexy, I mean, modern dating. Funny maybe, not so sexy. Here is Lika and Doreen. Dating has changed dramatically. Like, we have more opportunities today to meet people than ever before. Dating apps, social media, Instagram, endless possibilities. Endless choices. Endless. I mean, endless.
So you seem to have a lot of experience in this topic. A lot.
Yeah, we have many of them, but yet somehow we seem to be more confused about relationships than ever. Are you agree?
I agree. Definitely, I agree. Because why not? I think it's the options. I think when you have so many options, even not with dating, when you have so many options in everyday life, like too many pairs of shoes or too many pairs of shirts, you don't know what to pick from, and that's like the problem, and that's the same thing with dating, I would say.
Yeah, it's like global problem with choice. Yeah, we can meet someone with just one swipe. We can talk to 10 people at the same time. We can disappear without an explanation. We can stay in a situationship for a month. Disaster.
You know, there are some stories I read online where people say, me and this person, we've been in a situationship for 2 years. I'm like, this is a marriage. You are married? What do you mean, situationship? It's so crazy.
Situationship for 2 years.
I've seen so many crazy stories online, girl. Don't get me started. Yeah,
oh,
it's a lot.
God.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm traumatized. Like,
I mean, for anybody who is hearing us but cannot see our face, Liko looks really, really traumatized by this topic. And I know that...
I will explain why. One moment.
I know that she's wanted to do this topic for so long. And, like, obviously, I've wanted to do this topic with her just because I feel like... the cultures, we're from different cultures, but now we live in the same country, and the culture shock and dating and what to do and what not to do, it's so crazy. So I'm really looking forward to hearing Liko's trauma stories. Trauma dump on us today!
I will explain why I'm so, traumatized. I have to admit something before we start talking about modern dating. I should probably make one thing clear. I have absolutely no practical experience in this field. I have never used a dating app, no Tinder, no Bumble.
Bro, don't ask me. I don't know what it is. I don't use any, bro. Why are you looking at me for?
Why are we even talking about
you
this today?
You know what? Amongst my friends, I always say that coaches make the best. We don't play because we're very good, so we just coach. And that's why we're in the best position to talk about it, because we're not in the game. You know what I mean?
And actually, I have never really gone on a date in the traditional sense either.
What do you mean, like, get ready, come meet me at this restaurant, I'll pick you up by 8 and kind of thing?
Let's describe this traditional date. How do you imagine this?
Okay, before we describe traditional dating, we have to do, like, the context of it. Are we talking, like, you're from Ukraine, so I don't know how traditional dating is for Ukraine. In Nigeria, traditional dating is probably... Many years ago, the men in Nigeria really, really sucked. They didn't know how to ask a woman out properly. So they'd just be like, date me. Like that. Like, come on, let's be my girlfriend, whatever. Now, the men are so much more better. They pay for your dress. Nigerian men are very, very big on taking care of the people that they like financially. That is for them the best way they can show love. So they will pay for your dress. They will pay for your clothes, they will pay for your cab, they will bring you to the restaurant, they will pay for your bouquet. But for me, I have a problem with that, because it feels very performative, like we're just performing for the camera. Cut the camera, please. Not everybody can afford that. And I don't like the idea of, like, getting ready to meet somebody. Because God knows I don't even dress like this on a normal day. And the makeup, girl, you're not going to catch me wearing makeup. I don't wear makeup. Why do I have to do all these things just to meet somebody? And then, like, 2 months after, like, okay, now this is the real me, bro. Take me as I am and things. I don't think it makes sense. So
it looks like he buys you a little bit. You owe him for this, or not?
It depends.
Your feelings, like...
Yeah. Okay, for me personally, I don't like... If I like somebody, I want us to be able to give and take. 50-50, if I pay, you pay, whatever. But in the African traditional Nigerian society, the man should do 100% of this spending. You should not pay €0. But that is the problem, because if you want to leave, some men will say, but I bought this for you. I bought the, I gave you what you wanted. What else do you want? Is it money? A lot of the times men have told me, date me, I have money. Bro, I don't need your money. Get out. Get the fuck out.
So as far as I understood, in Nigeria, men decides about dating. So you have no choice. You cannot say yes or no.
You can say no, but it's usually a lot of wooing, a lot of show. It's very extravagant, because I would prefer to go somewhere very chill, but they want to go to restaurants that they don't usually go to and all these things, and I feel like it's very performative. It's too fake. That is the traditional dating, and I don't like it.
Yeah, as for Ukraine, you know, a man doesn't buy a dress, but unfortunately...
Oh, that's crazy.
I would take some part from Nigerian, you know, some from Ukrainian,
that
and
works.
Don't go it fall, works. You know. Yes, as for Ukraine, men like should to, I don't say have to, but has to, but should to invite you to the restaurant, you know. To pay for dinner, and very important thing, to bring some bucket of flowers.
Oh yeah, I never get the flower thing. I'm so sorry. Maybe because I've never really gotten a lot of flowers, but flowers are gonna die. Why are you getting this for me? I don't know what to do with it. Why do they do that? Explain it for me, please.
You are out of these girls.
I am so out of it.
Yeah, but as for modern dating, like as we are talking about, kind of some average modern dating. Yes.
Yeah.
How I understand it is that people dating, first they sign in some dating apps, then they choose a bunch, a number of people.
They swipe, you know, they swipe left.
Yes, left,
I
right.
I hate the idea of swiping too, it's so gross.
Yes, and then they are dating multiple people.
Like at the same time?
Yes, not at the same time, but in the week they date three person, like... And every time they go to, like, to grab some coffee or dinner,
okay.
You know, I can't imagine that this man who meets many girls buy for all of them dress or even pay for dinner.
Yeah, European men will go broke, that's for sure. If they have to do that for everybody they're dating, they would go broke very fast. But you see, the thing that's confusing me now is when I hear date as a Nigerian, I think these people are boyfriend and girlfriend. But here, it means that you are just getting to know them, like you go out for drinks. But when I hear date, my first instinct is also they are like dating now. They are in a relationship. But it's not the same here, and it's very confusing but also interesting for me.
Yeah, for me it's not clear at all, because my opinion is you have to choose among numerous persons, one person, and go with him to date, or with her,
I don't know.
But go to date with every day with another person, why would, like, I can't catch the philosophy of this modern dating. Why would you date many people? What would you like to figure out about these people? Like, if you don't like them so much, why would you date them?
Remember when I told you the thing about the multiple choice? Nowadays, because of social media, we feel like we have so many choices, and so we don't want to lose out on any. We always have this mentality of the grass is greener on the other side. There's always a better option. And so because of that, you want to test out everybody to see which is the perfect fit for you, but you end up finding nobody because you're not committed. You don't pick one person, and that's the problem.
Yes, I think that this modern dating culture led to absolutely losing of, like, commitment skills.
Definitely, I agree.
You can have 100 girlfriends, but it still means that you don't have any. You don't have any in reality. Like, you can act like you are very popular, but you still are very lonely at night. And when you have problems, nobody is here.
Yeah.
What we are talking about, like, you are just... it's a scam, you know? It's total scam. As for me, this dating culture, it's like
oh, God.
Big lie. you know, talk about some industry, beauty industry. I think it's a parallel.
Yes. Yet. But you know what? Now that we're here, we might as well talk about a little bit about the beauty industry, because the beauty industry is fueled by dating culture, the need to appear good, the need to please the person you're with, you know, just do your makeup and cover this mole or cover this blemish. So yes, the dating industry is directly responsible for all the things that we see in the beauty industry, I would say.
Yes, and girls pay much money to look good. Guys pay money. What they pay money
they
for?
They barely pay anything, bro. They just show up.
Yeah, they have a lot of choices, but finally they feel themselves like abused. Like some scam. Yes, because what the fuck? She did many operations to look like this gorgeous girl. And the result is worse and worse every day.
Yeah. And she has to constantly do it to not, you know, it's a scam. I agree, definitely. And I wish sometimes
so we can end our show.
Close. We have come to the conclusion that dating is a scam. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, it's the first conclusion. Like, I have many questions, like, prepared. Let's go on this question about modern dating. What do you think? Has technology made it easier or harder to find a partner? It's a tough question, I know, but...
Girl, you went for the hard questions first. I would say that technology, for me personally, because I don't do dating apps, I don't try to... I have never in my life gone on a dating app.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you don't, like, you guys don't know me. I run away from things like this because it's so messy. Well, I feel like I'm putting myself on display like a beauty pageant. And what if they swipe left, like, get the fuck out of my... I don't want somebody to... Like, no, please. Mm. But I think technology has helped me connect deeply with people, especially because I'm from Nigeria, so a lot of my friends are long distance. Some of my relationships have also been long distance. Having technology has helped me to stay connected. So for me, it's a good thing. But for other people, I think they have different experiences, like, you know, with the dating apps and stuff. But my experience has been good because I've kept it personal, sweet and simple. Yeah. If I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. If I'm not talking to you, I'm not talking to you. No, yeah. I don't have energy. I'm very lazy. So lazy, bro. I like just one person and that's it. I don't have time to... Yeah, no.
I know, yes. You like save your energy.
Yeah, when I like you, I like you. And then I invest my energy in that one person. But I'm not gonna like A, like B, like C. I'm so lazy. Like, I barely don't leave my house. Where do I have time to go on a coffee, go to the movie, go... Ah, no. I can't. I can't do that. It can't be me.
Yeah.
Nine.
Oh, very good. Like,
what about you, though? You're not telling me your experiences. I'm here for this. I'm here for your trauma stories. That's why I came.
Yeah, yeah. As for me, you know, dating. What does dating actually? Technology. I think it makes it easier and impossible at the same time, you know, to find a person. Because there are many reasons, there are many special reasons, because, you know, on the one hand, you can see many, like, options, yes? You can judge some appearance and what a person tells about themselves. But on the other hand, people really lose their communication skills.
Definitely.
And real meeting, it's like, you know, through many people who used to find the conversations into Instagram or like, they throw these people in real panic mode when
they have to meet each other. But that's the thing, though, with technology. I think I speak for only myself. I think I'm a good conversationalist. I like talking to people. So whether I'm meeting them in person or over the phone, I'm able to carry conversation really well. And I guess that's one of my superpowers. However, on text, when you send a text, for example, there are some things that don't translate. You might say LOL and I'm not even smiling. You might say ha 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 and I am not smiling, you know? So a lot of things don't translate on. So when you use technology. For example, if you say I love you on the phone, it's not as real, but it's not the same feeling you get when you say I love you face to face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I am agree. People can so easily to perform, to act, to pretend. when you don't see them, and it's possible even to speak with several persons at the same time, you know, so disgusting, but it happens. You can't see the person. When you talk through some messengers, you only can imagine what's going on. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Modern dating, and here is Liko and Doreen. We are talking about modern dating. How is it going nowadays? Yeah, we have many, many questions and to talk about. So, yeah, let's dive in this topic. Maybe we will find something good.
Tell me, though, how is technology? What is your experience with it? Like, has it been good?
I think, you know, no, my experience is not so good because, you know, like 2 years ago, my follow list was full of alpacas, you know, alpacas. It's the answer for the question, why am I not married?
Oh, my God. First of all, who are alpacas?
Alpacas, it's some kind of animals, you know, animals. Oh, I liked alpacas and they followed me back.
Oh,
so, So then I like began to pay attention to people, and it's like joke because I was married actually for 10 years. Yes, but
girl, you cannot just randomly drop that like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of old.
No, please wait. I've known you for a while, and I mean we've never really had to sit alone together and talk. But this is the first time. You can't just drop such a big. You know how big that bomb is. Yeah, I was married for 10 years, and you just
a
big deal.
It's changed.
It's a big deal.
Big deal. Yeah.
Well done.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about.
No, it's fine.
Marriage.
But like being that committed for that period of time, it speaks volumes about your level of commitment as a person. So well done. Like, we don't have to talk about marriage. It's just a very impressive feat because not everybody gets to do that.
So, you know, before it was so common, but now it's some kind of rare stuff. And
really?
Seldom, yes, you are so surprised that I was married, that like something extraordinary, you know?
I think it's just the vibe I get from you. I mean, I would not have guessed that you were married. I probably would have guessed that you were in a long-term relationship, which is kind of like marriage, but like, I would not have guessed marriage. That's why I was really shocked, like, what?
I don't know what to think about my person. Like, I'm not a wife stuff, or what? What do you mean?
Wife material.
Material stuff.
I mean, you never know. I feel like people change when they are in love.
Yeah, they change, and they are able to like sacrifice a lot.
Sacrifice.
Believe me, yes. But you know, and now I have two options to compare: marriage and freedom.
Yeah.
And then
marriage and freedom. Do you think marriage was not freedom for you?
I still don't think so, because maybe my experience was not about freedom much, but I think it's not because of my husband, but because of my like culture, Ukrainian culture.
Explaining,
you know, in Ukraine, we are serving our husbands.
It's same with Nigeria.
Yeah, it's a Ukrainian culture, pretty much like, you know, Eastern culture.
Europe.
Even not Eastern European, but Eastern, like, I mean, Asian. A man is kind of like, I don't know, boss.
Yeah, I
like
mean,
patriarchal figure, and you all do all this stuff, you know.
Wash for you, him, you cook for him,
you cook for
him,
you
give
are
him sex,
like, yeah,
you give him everything he wants.
Yeah, you listen to him, he's
you
like,
are his therapist, you are his manager, you are his mother, you are his wife, you are his everything.
But, you know, at the same time, my husband, for example, never like was demanding this from me. It's about my culture, like my settings.
In
from
the
beginning,
were
false. You know, that was my experience of marriage. That's why, you know, for me now, it's very important to find the essence of a good marriage, like, right? Like, for me, it should be like partnership, no less,
like,
you know?
Yeah,
and
agreed.
I'm not sure that modern dating apps can help with this, but...
I mean, you've never been on a dating app, right?
No.
Okay, but like, do you want to be on a dating app?
You know, when I listen to some horrible stories from my friends and
some drama
like social
in the
media,
house, bro.
I have a feeling that I should be far as possible.
You know what? I'm not the kind of person to suggest dating apps, but what I can tell you, as a person who loves love, who believes in connection and all of that stuff, if you are looking for someone who you think matches your ideal, you have to put yourself out there. Maybe not through dating apps, but you have to be more open to things just happening. Because you never know. The person that you overlook and ignore might be the person who matches your personality the most. You never know.
Yeah. You know, yes, I understand. You are right. Yes, you have some point. But for me, it's very, very, very important, like physical attraction, like chemistry.
Wait. How
you know biology?
Girl, I don't know where you're going with this, but like, God help me, please. Okay.
Sorry, I will interrupt you. You know, for me, it would be extremely cringy. when I, for example, I have some good conversation during
with a date, yeah.
Yes, like in dating apps, but then we meet and nothing happened. Like it would be so embarrassing for me.
Okay, I get what you mean. For me, I'm more mental. I don't know, it's because, maybe just because of the way my brain works. Of course, I want to be physically attracted to you. Please, God, don't give me somebody that I don't feel anything for. But if I think the people that I've liked mentally, like when we have conversations and we just align, when I see them, I am definitely attracted to them. So
physically,
yes.
As well.
Yes. And so that just makes everything great for me. But you have to explain for me how you meet people you're not physically attracted to. And what does physical attraction mean? Do you mean like they look good or you feel something for them? And there is a difference between physical attraction and sexual attraction. Very two different things.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you know, I mean, like, biology. Do you know, like, pheromones?
Girl, where are you going with this?
You know, we can say everything.
So that would be sexually. That would be when you see someone, for example, you're like, is that what you mean?
It's like, it's only about pheromones, you know?
Yeah, that's sexual.
It's like millenniums, years of evolution. Science. Evolution.
I would say
biology.
Yeah, then that would be sexual. That's like primitive. Like, oh my God, I would like to kiss this person. Oh my God. Then that's definitely sexual / physical attraction. So yes, I get that. But for example, you meet somebody that you like and the person matches all your ideas of a partner, but you are not physically attracted to them. Will you leave them?
You know, as older I become, I understand that so many things should to be like in touch. Physical attraction is the first one.
For you?
No. I mean, it's the surface level.
Yeah.
It's like, then you have to have intellectual connection.
Definitely.
You have to have like connection on many, many, many levels.
Yeah.
And at the end, you have to be connected like in common life, in one apartment, in one space.
Yeah.
It's other level of like commitment, yeah. You know. Wow, and it's so complicated. Before, it was so, wow, I'm in love.
That's
we are married. And then in 1 year, you figure out these traits. In 2 years, you are surprised with other
traits. Yeah.
Yes, and it always comes to some
learning,
divorces.
Yeah. Okay, I think what you're trying to say is that now you don't just go with the feeling of love. Like, you want love to be more practical. Like, I might like you, but do our lives align? Do our values align? How are you in the house when we live together? Do you put down the toilet seat? Or little things like that, I think, is what you're trying to say. And for younger people like me, we go really for the feeling. We are very impulsive. We meet somebody and then it's like, okay,
bye.
I know it's not good. We're working on it. We're working on it, guys. Everybody my age is working on it. The Gen Zs, we're trying, but it's really hard to not be impulsive because we're so young and we have so much energy and a lot of excitement. So the feeling drives us mostly, which
is bad. What do you mean feelings? What do you mean?
Emotional,
attraction? Or
all of them in one combo.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I meet
passion.
Passion is the word. Mm-hmm. I meet somebody. We might not align 100%. Or like our futures might not even align at all, but I would be like, yeah, I want this person and I want this person now. But if you were like an older woman, you'd be like, yeah, there's no need for me to go with this person because our futures don't align. But younger people don't care about no future. Come now. We want it now. We don't care. That's the bad thing, I think, in my generation about dating and love.
I wouldn't say that I have no passion, because if there is no passion, like,
more energy,
it's like no
more passion.
Makes any sense. Like, why would I meet with this man?
Yeah, but you are more also logical, and I want to be like that. Like, yes, I like you, but our lives have to align. As young people, we don't care about the other side. We just care about the. You guys care about...
So you're thinking with feelings, like with not brain or like...
First of all, I'm not talking about myself. I said I'm talking about the... I'm representing the entire Gen Z collective right now.
Mm-hmm.
Please, guys, don't come for me. But yeah, I'm speaking about everyone in my age. I think mostly we go for the feeling part. You know what I mean? Nowadays, the older we get, okay, late 20s, mid-20s, we try to go for the more logic. But mostly it's the feelings for us. I like this guy, okay. I like this girl, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that every person understands passion and attraction and love in their own way, actually. So some passion in our show. Your kind of love. So today we are talking about modern dating, about technologies. Let's come back to modern dating, like absolutely disgusting terminology.
I know you hate it. I know you hate it.
Absolutely disgusting terminology for me. Ghosting.
Oh, girl.
Breadcrumbing.
Girl.
Situationships.
Girl, you have come to the right person. I will give you all of them. Ghosting is when you, literally in the word, ghost somebody. Poof. So maybe you guys went out yesterday and you didn't like them, but you don't know. And I think this is has to do with like a communication failure on your part because you don't know how to say, please don't come to me again. So you just ignore them and you never speak again. I've had experiences where people have spoken to me today and tomorrow it's like I did not exist. You go ghost, like you die on them. Yeah. Breadcrumbing is also a very nice one. Do you know what breadcrumbing is?
Yeah, I know.
Cool.
So I know maybe you can explain better for people who are so happy they don't know this.
Bring your notebooks. Come to class. Okay, so we've done ghosting. Breadcrumbing, like the word says, you know when you put like a piece of bread and there are crumbs? This has to do with the fact that someone is giving you just a little to make you stay emotionally. So it's giving you bits and pieces, but nothing in full.
For example, like one message in a week.
Day. Yeah, and yeah. Because they know that if they go ghost on you, mm-hmm. you will cut them off. But they need you, so they breadcrumb you. Are you paying attention, guys? I'm giving you class. Gen Z terminologies with Doreen 101. Yeah, the person will
breadcrumb you, like text you, hi, I'm thinking about you, we should go out next week, but they won't text you again after that, and then come back 2 weeks later, oh my god, that was so fun, we should come again. So they keep you on a leash, just enough but never like the right amount that you need. Stay away from breadcrumbers, guys, or you will cry.
Why do people keep someone around when they have no intention of having a relationship with them? Why? Your opinion.
Again, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm pretty into mental health and psychology and all of that stuff. So I can say from like a psychological point of view, a lot of us have a lot of unhealed trauma. So much of it. Some of us have trauma we don't even know we have because we've never sat down with it. And so they don't know how to communicate, but they know that they need somebody because they're afraid of being lonely. They cannot be alone. I know some people who have never gone without dating somebody in their life. Once they break up with somebody, it's the next person. So they want to keep you. They know that they're not ready to give you the commitment that you need, but they're going to keep you because they don't want to be alone.
Yes, but I think they aren't capable give something meaningful to anyone.
Exactly.
Like,
but they know that. They know that they cannot give you what you want, but they need you to stay because of what you do for them. They realize that you are like a good one.
Disgusting.
Girl, don't tell me. Don't tell me about it.
So we slowly draft to a situation.
Oh, we are now here. This is where this? I have been waiting
what
for.
What the fuck is this?
This is why I came on this show today, because...
Wow.
Yeah, I wanted to hear your trauma, girl. I came all the way.
Wow.
In case you guys don't know, I even had like a little injury, but like we're trying to reschedule the podcast. I'm like, no, I need to hear Nico's trauma stories. And that's why I'm here, girl, with my broken leg and all. So, situationships, as you know, we're not dating. We're more than friends. At one point, it used to be called friends with benefit. Now it's even weirder. So, tell me about your situationships, Nico.
You know, unfortunately, I don't have any situationship in my life. Yes, but I think that friendship with benefits would be good if it would be real benefits. Like, you know,
when you
let's discuss the quality of benefits.
Yeah, we just mean sex, bro. That's what we
sex?
Mean. That's the benefit. What else is the benefit, bro?
I will.
You mean money?
You know,
prostitution.
The more, the better. You know. And the really good sex, I would surprise you. It's not so easy to find,
oh,
you
God,
know?
Please, please, please.
Wow. It's another topic, like, you know?
Okay, but I don't know. I feel like situationships are things that are not properly defined. It's two people going into something with different expectations. I want to be all in 100%, but I know that you, for example, Liko, want to be 50%. So I lie to you and I say, you know what? Yeah, I'm also 50%, but I'm 100%. I want you. I want to be with you, but I know that you are not there. So I lie to myself and say that, okay, we can be in a talking stage, another one. We can be in a situationship. You know, there's something, but we're not yet there. That is the most stupidest thing of my generation. I don't know how it disturbs
my generation. Relationships.
Situationships are the weirdest things because...
Fuck. It's really disgusting. Like, situationships.
You know, I just want to make it clear that I'm judging situationships. It doesn't mean that I don't do it. No, it's okay. It doesn't mean that I don't do it. I'm judging myself and everybody else. So don't think of me as a holier than thou person. I'm still imperfect. But I don't get the idea of it, and I don't know why we do it. Because a lot of them end very badly. Have you ever been heartbroken from a situationship?
There was some person who tried to do this with me, but he left heartbroken himself.
So you broke his heart, girl?
Yes. It turned out that this game is played by two person, you know? You can
teach
play.
Me! Teach me! Teach me your ways, sensei. I need to learn because a lot of the times I'm the one getting my heart broken in situationships. So teach me how you do it.
Wow, so it will be some kind of scandal now. You know, when we were trying to communicate, I wouldn't say it even dating, like talking about some relationships, I told him that I'm only about something serious because I don't have some kind of like intention to spend my time and so on. Like, I don't have any experience of kind of situation. He told me, I'm not for serious ties like those, blah, blah, blah. And ended that because of me, he doesn't have any couple in this life.
Yeah,
lies. Men are lies. Alone.
Yes, and he, like, I'm broke his life, and so
you broke his life, girl. Yes. Teach me how to do that.
Yes, but
I want to learn. Oh my god,
I blocked him. Like, I'm very against this type of, like, you know,
mean manipulations, pity parties.
But I blocked him everywhere.
You also have to teach me how to do that, girl. I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to be able to block people without feeling bad for blocking them.
Why are you feeling bad?
Girl, you're talking to a people pleaser. Just leave me.
I'm still recovering, okay?
But I feel bad when I block them because I'm like, yeah, maybe we could have worked it out. Maybe. But,
You know, we have two choices, like, in life. To hurt someone or hurt ourselves.
Is that the only choice? Can't we not hurt anybody?
When situation is like situationship, you or you hurt yourself or him, like, you know, or her. Yeah.
I think that for the people, and I, for myself and a lot of other people, when you get into a situationship, you know from the beginning that there's a very high chance that you're going to get hurt. Yeah. You can almost smell it.
Yeah, of course.
But you continue anyways because you're in love or you're stupid. Or
you
both.
Are hoping for some miracle,
but that never happens.
Yeah. So it's like starts in our families. It's very deep topic, really.
Yeah.
It's like some familiar system for us, for people to reciprocate this. Okay, about wasting breadcrumbing situationship, what else we have on the plate?
Okay, just share, like, let's try and keep the story not so personal, but it was one time I was with this person in a situationship, a talking stage or whatever. By the way, if you don't know what a talking stage is when you just get to talk to someone, you guys talk on the phone and they're part of your routine and whatnot, and before you know it, you cannot go a day without not talking to them. That's a talking stage.
Yes, I think situationship, it's not like fully relationship. It's some kind of like parody. You know, you can take it serious, and it's like fear of real commitment.
Yeah, a lot of people get into situationships are really scared.
I think most people.
Yeah, a sort of commitment.
Yeah.
A lot of them have also just come out from really messed up relationships, and they're like, no, I can't do this again. Yeah, let me tell you. I'm going to speak in my native language now. I hope people understand. I'll translate.
Okay.
If anything make you... This is pidgin English, by the way. If anything make you enter situationship, you go cry, you go break your heart, and you go suffer. Basically, I'm saying that if for some stupid reason you get into a situationship, after everything that we've just said, you hear this and you say, you know what, I'm going to get into a situationship, you're going to cry, you're going to get your heart broken, and you will suffer. I'm telling you, take it from me, I've been there.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. No other like exit from this situation. Someone from you both will
one
cry.
One of you will cry, and there's a very high chance that is you.
Better it would, but wouldn't you?
Girl, I like you. You're savage. Better is him, you, right?
Yeah, of course.
But it's mostly me. So how is it always me getting hurt?
Why would it be mean? You know, you have one life. You have one heart. You know, when people say about some kind of body count, you know. Another term, like, you know, they say, let's switch to like sex and intimacy.
Are you agree?
Don't you mind?
After that, I also want to talk about culture shocks as like culture shocks and dating. I really want to get into that. But let's do sex and intimacy first. Come on.
Like body count. Do you find this term disgusting?
I find it so disgusting. And now I feel like you've said disgusting so many times that now I have adopted the word disgusting. I find everything disgusting, bro. Body count, what I hate about it as a feminist is that it's mostly talked about with women. Why are you asking me my body count? You don't ask boys their body count, and these people be sleeping with everything. So, like, why are you asking women that all the time? Why are you, like, reducing women to that, how many people they've been with sexually? Nobody's asking you that, and it's such a stupid thing. Why do you care so much? And then everybody starts lying. If you've been with 20, you say you've been with one. You say you're a virgin. You say you're not a virgin. Oh, we're all liars.
So for you, body count doesn't matter.
Okay,
when you, for example, you meet some kind of like very good guy.
I end up meeting very good ones, by the way.
And you figure out that he has slept with 20 women. What is your opinion of him? Does he change or not?
So the thing is that there's a very low chance that I'll meet somebody who has slept with 20 people just because of my type of person and the people that I end up being with. They don't have, like I said, we're more mental than, I mean, physical is always there, please God, but they don't have, they're not the kind of people to do that. But if for some stupid reason I meet somebody who has been with... some stupid weird reason I meet someone who has a body count of 20, I have to see how they act about it, because sometimes men try to collect it like trophies, and that is what I hate about it. But if it's not a big deal for you, if they say they've been with 20 people, even if I've not been with 20, I will tell them I've also been with an high number just to see what they say. If they react badly to the fact that I've been with 20, it means that they're not. But also, why are you sleeping with 20 people, bro? Were you a sex worker? Like, what's the backstory? Are you a prostitute? Are you a gigolo? Like, what are you? Like, what's the... Come on, boy. Give me something.
You know...
No. You have to answer your question. If you meet somebody that has a body count of 20...
You know, I've never... for example, my husband and me, we met when we were 20 years, and I don't have... We had many experience... at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was always funny for me when men said, I had 100 girls.
I have never seen 100. Is that possible? My God, that's so stupid.
But, you know, for me, it means just the only thing that he's a bad lover.
Yes, because why do you keep moving from person to person?
No, you can... it means like 100 not satisfied women. What are you proud of?
Like, girl, I can't, how do you know they're not satisfied, though?
Because I don't believe that sex with some kind of, like...
A lot of women are
random girl could be
but to be
fun.
Fair...
For her. For her, maybe.
It's always fun for the man.
It's not, I'm not sure about it. Like, it's an awful lover. He said that he's very experienced, but I think what kind of experience are you talking about? About 100 like cases of bad sex?
Yeah, I think that a lot of men don't know how to please women. They just use women to get there, and that's where the problem begins, because some of them also want to feel good about themselves. So woman to woman. And there's a very high chance that all these women are unsatisfied, of course, definitely. But I can't speak for these women. I don't know. I don't think I would judge somebody with a high body count, but, like, it depends.
So for you, it's, like, not definite.
No, what
like,
I mean is,
about,
like I said,
about person,
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to meet anybody with such a high body count, because I'm lucky with the people that I meet. I'm grateful. They're not stupid. They're really kind. But if I meet someone like that, I would try not to judge, but it will be somewhere in my head why you went on with so many women. But I'll try not to judge, because we listen, we don't judge.
Yeah, and we decide. Like,
we decide in silence, but we don't judge out loud. We just listen, and then we go, stimp.
Do you have any questions, or do you want us to talk about culture shocks and dating? Because I honestly want to talk about that.
Dear, everybody's been here at least once before. But we've been here more. Your heart breaks, it rolls down the window, and I've seen it all go. Come back around, and I've heard the sound. The tip of your tongue, the top of your lungs is doing my head in.
Definition of modern dating. I don't like. I just wait when it all goes, yeah, and some new epoch of relationship of like.
Girl. Just
communication
find your person.
Will come.
Just find your person. You know that there have also been people who have had really good love stories. Some of the people that I've loved.
You know some?
Yeah, of course.
People?
Of course. I know them, but the thing is that they are not a majority. So these people were on dating apps and they met people and they fell in love and they've been together ever since. However, I don't think the statistics are very high for that. So you may want to start looking around. Oh my God, I don't even get into that. Now let's talk about culture shocks and dating. You are also an immigrant, like I am an immigrant. How was it like for you? Have you ever tried dating in Germany?
In Germany?
Yeah.
No, I have been here for almost 4 years.
I've been here 1 year.
But I still don't understand how is it going here. I know that's some kind of wandering, but I like this, like this kind of dating. I would go very, I like wandering.
Okay, now that you say this, I need to ask you, still on the topic of culture shocks and dating, what is like an ideal first date for you, or like an ideal date in general?
Oh, dating. it's very like unexpected.
Come on.
I know that I don't want to go to the restaurant. Like
I
eating.
I hate
eating during
so
some conversation.
Much. Especially the first day. I want to get to know you. I don't want to eat. Please.
No, maybe some coffee, yes, because I like coffee.
Yeah, but we can take coffee while we walk or while we sit. Why do we have to be at a restaurant and dress fancy-ish? Ugh.
Like eating and this chewing, you know?
So you have food trauma.
It's kind of embarrassing.
I agree. Not for me, though. I get anxious with people. When there's a lot of people, I feel very watched because I have anxiety. I experience anxiety, rather. I don't have it. So when people are there, I can't talk to you freely, but I want to talk to you freely because I like you and that's why we're on a date. So I need somewhere where I can be loud, because I'm pretty loud. I'm just be myself, energetic and stuff. So.
Wow, being yourself, yes, it's main point in every dating. So, and you know, I would go to date to conversate with person.
So would
not
you go on a walk?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Maybe go for a walk. Maybe like sitting here somewhere, but just drinking some cocktail.
Would you kiss somebody on the first date?
It depends. It depends
on
the person. Still. Like for me, for example, kissing or some kind of physical connection is not taboo. I don't count dates when I can do this, like, you know, on the third date.
So you would kiss on the first date?
Maybe I would kiss him never. Maybe on the first day, it depends on him, on our
connection.
For me, it's not like...
So you don't mind, I mean, in Nigeria, people have rules about not... I don't really have such rules because if I like you, I like you and I don't really care. Just kiss me, let's get this over with. But
it's faster. Let's figure out this faster. And or not.
And then we can decide if you're going to ghost me or not.
Yeah.
But how do you think like German dating culture has surprised you? Oh, I didn't answer my question. My ideal first date would be somewhere really chill. I think I already said that. A picnic maybe, or Germans love to go on walks for some reason.
So go to nature.
I like nature. Mm. I think it's ideal first date for me. Or somewhere like with books, because I like to talk about books. I always like to talk about mental conversations, like what, like, you know, where's your stance in life, and like those kind of things are what would be my ideal first dates. Never a restaurant. Movie maybe, but I think maybe second or third. I don't know. Yeah. So, what has surprised you about dating culture in Germany?
50-50.
It surprised you a lot, yeah?
It's not surprised, but I still feel like
a little bit weird,
like, to pain. No, you know, the weirdest moment is when you're conversating with person and still this question... it can be so embarrassing at the end. It's like you like this guy and he didn't pay. He said you should pay this €3 for your coffee. Like, you know, it's anti-sex for me.
Okay, so
sorry, but
no, it's fine, it's working. So here's what I think. As someone who grew up in Nigeria, like I said, the men will do. If I go out on a date with a Nigerian man, I know I don't even have to think about it. I know he will pay. If I even offer to pay, he's like, what are you doing? That's disrespectful. I'm like, okay. But that's a Nigerian thing. And as someone who claims to be a feminist, quote unquote, I try very hard not to care who pays. At least I think I don't care who pays for stuff. Because if I like you, I really genuinely want to do things for you. And I'm not counting it. But there's a part of me, the part of me that grew up a Nigerian, that I constantly have to push down. Because that part is like, so who's going to pay? That little girl that grew up watching all the men in her life pay for things, I always have to wonder, like, is this guy going to pay? But the Germans are really also very blunt, straightforward. I don't know about 50-50 yet in Germany. It might be a little weird for me, but if I like you, I think I will pay. But if you offer to pay, I wouldn't stop you. But I'm not going to impose. Because I feel like every person should owe their own. But what I find is it's embarrassing when you have to split the bills. Like, maybe we'll go out and you're like, okay, so you drank €3. You're going to pay. I'm like, yeah. If I go out with my friends and this is my friends and maybe me and my friends have different standards of how we treat each other. If I go out with my friends, we hardly ever split the bill.